Epilogue. Many a long season had passed since Major Perigord Abiel Sinistre had set eyes upon the mountain of Salamandastron. Straightening his scarlet tunic and brushing his slightly greying whiskers, he touched the long-heeled scar line upon his brow and gazed up at the fortress on the far west shore.
The old place hasn't changed a bit, what?
Captain Tamilo de Formolo Tussock and his wife, Lady Pasque Valerian, detached themselves from the throng of travellers. Standing to one side, they too viewed the mountain.
So, this is Salamandastron, me dear. It is all you said it would be.
Wait till you see inside, Tam. It's even more impressive. Oh, look, there's a welcoming party coming out to greet us.
Old Colonel Eyebrise headed the reception group, leaning heavily upon the paw of Garrison Captain Cheever. Tamo was reminded of his own father, as the hare popped in his monocle and peered closely at the lines of shrews, water hogs and red wallers, led by Arvin, who carried the sword of Martin. Then Colonel Eyebright's gaze shifted to the hares, and the monocle dropped from his eye to dangle on its string.
Well, upon my life, Perigord!
The Major clasped paws warmly with his old friend.
Colonel Eyebright, sir, you're looking remarkably chipper. Brisk as a blinking barnacle on a big boulder, what?
Eyebright chuckled, shoving Perigord playfully.
Oh, where is your base flatterer? I'm as old as I feel and twice as jolly well old as I look. The owl, Tornock, told us you were coming, but I didn't expect you until the start of winter. 'Tis still autumn.
Drill Sergeant Clubrush and his companion Sergeant Torgoch saluted the colonel smartly.
Pegged report, sir. We make good time, mostly by water with our pals the Gersome Shrews and the Warhogs, sir.
Aye, we remembered what you taught us, sir. Save the old footpaws whenever possible. No doubt the owl gave you our message, sir. Afraid we didn't bring them all back. 20 lost in action.
Colonel Eyebright nodded sadly.
So I heard, Sergeant. Perilous beasts. They live in our memories forever, what? Your friends from Redwall will have to stay with us until spring. No good making that long trek back in wintertide. We'll make them welcome to share all Salamandastron can offer. You there, young chap, come here. What name do you go by, eh?
Tamilo de Formolo Tussock, sir.
No need to shout, sir. I'm not deaf. Not completely. So, you'll be the ladder who stole the prettiest hare on the mountain. Wed to our Pasque, if I'm not mistaken. Tussock. Knew your father well. Your mother, too. She was as pretty as your wife.